Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. Welcome, everybody, to the show. The telephone number to be on the show with me to talk about gardening and landscaping and pest stuff and anything you want to talk about, inside plants, outside plants, whatever, is 866-1-866-444-3478. It's toll-free from anywhere in the universe. Our website's dirtdoctor.com. Free newsletter. All you do is sign up, fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com and do that. My books are all available at the bookstores and online, the normal places. And anyway, that's what we're all about here. Organic gardening is what we talk about, natural organic gardening. This hour is brought to you by Kyolic and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And the first the callers that are already there, if they wanted them, and I assume they do, they get a free sample of the Kyolic, which is an aged garlic product, wonderful product. And then the second one is as well. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And the people after those three samples are gone will get the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. So when you talk to David, you can chat about that in addition to getting ready to go on the line with me. First up this hour is Steve in Sherman, Texas, I would assume. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, Howard. How are you today?
I am very well. Thank you, sir.
Two questions. We have chickens, and we throw DE in among their pine shavings.
Good.
In the coop. Now, when we pull those shavings out to replace them, can we throw them into the garden, or is that DE going to be harmful to worms and things like that?
No, it won't hurt the worms at all. In fact, just the opposite. It's a good soil amendment. It provides available, bioavailable silica.
Okay.
And very good. It's a soil amendment that I recommend, actually.
Oh, you know, I just thought of another question.
Sure.
Hydrogen peroxide. If we throw hydrogen peroxide on the ground, now we're using the root stout straw method.
Okay.
By the time that hydrogen peroxide, that liquid, gets down to the soil, has it already lost its potency?
It goes away pretty fast, which is actually a good thing. Hydrogen peroxide, H2O2.
Yeah.
You know, breaks down to water and oxygen pretty fast. What are you trying to do with it, Steve?
I've just heard about using hydrogen peroxide in the soil as a benefit.
Well, it's a benefit to do it once. I'm not sure it's a benefit to do it over and over again, because what hydrogen peroxide does when it's still hydrogen peroxide before it's broken down, it is it kills microorganisms. It doesn't stimulate them. We use it in certain ways, though, to actually move things the right direction, and this is how it works. When, for example, a new bed that's really lousy, doesn't have good tilth, doesn't have good bioavailability of nutrients and all that sort of thing, if you spray it with hydrogen peroxide one time, it starts what's called the flocculation, the creation of.
You got to be careful saying that word.
Yeah, it's the creation of the fluffiness of the soil is what it does. When we dig a tree hole in lousy soil, spraying the wall of the tree hole down in the hole is a wonderful thing to do. But if you do it over and over again, it kills bacteria, just like when you put hydrogen peroxide on a cut on your hand,
yeah.
You know, that bubbling,
that's
killing the bacteria. And so using it over and over again is not anything we recommend. Using it one time in the beginning to kind of start everything moving the right direction is a very good thing to do.
Okay, and now on to the third question, which was originally the second question. We have a lot of poison oak growing up maybe 4, 5, 6 feet tall, on the perimeter of the yard.
Uh-huh.
If I go in there with a brush cutter on the end of a weed eater attachment and just keep knocking that down close to the ground, will it eventually give up?
Well, yes, but there's a danger in what you're talking about doing there, Steve, because especially at certain times of the year, later in the summer, worse than when it's new and just starting to grow in the early part of the year, you're going to be splattering the oil from those plants up into the air. And the worst case of poison ivy I've ever got, I was very careful not to touch the plant. I was using gloves, and I was cutting and very carefully moving it. But the cutting and just the kind of the splattering of the oil, which is imperceivable, can mm-hmm. can give you the rash really badly. So I would, rather than using a weed eater, I'd use a sharpshooter shovel, and it'd be better to hire a company to do this for you, but some kind of a shovel to kind of gently dig it out and remove it. You do need to physically remove it. There's no question about that. But doing it with a weed eater, I'm afraid you're going to give yourself a bad case of poison ivy.
Well, okay. Thank you very much for the information. I do appreciate it.
Call us again.
Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Let's go to Arlington, Texas, and talk to John. Hey, John.
Hello, Dr. Dirt.
Dr. Dirt, right here.
I got some questions about pomegranate. There's one up there that died on me. I had them cut it down to the ground. Now then it's coming back out, a whole bunch of them shoots up there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was wondering if it's going to be the same as it was, the one called Wonderful, the great big bulbs.
I don't know that Wonderful is all that wonderful, to be honest with you, first of all. And I don't know that pomegranate is grafted. I've never seen any evidence of that. I think that what they've done to create Wonderful is that those are selective stem cuttings off of a plant that they like a lot. Kind of like you develop a strain of grass that's good. You just propagate an area where it's growing with the characteristics that you like. I think that your new little plants will be the same plant.
Well, why do you say not so wonderful?
I just never have had great reports about it producing fruit all that much.
If
it worked for you, that's great. I've had a lot of people say they didn't have any good fruit production.
I had a whole lot on that thing. There'd probably be hundreds of them on that rest.
Oh, that's great.
But the only trouble is now I got some come from Russia. I don't know what they call favorite or something from Russia. Another one I don't know the name of by now. But the ones that's up there taller that's producing, well, as I say, producing fruit, it last 3 years it started the fruiting. And it seemed like every time The balloons would fall on the ground, and maybe I wind up about five or six up there at the end of the year when it's finally matured.
Yeah, it's a common thing. The weather has to be just right for them to develop well on the plant. Mine sometimes do the same thing, and also have trouble with wild animals. So just enjoy what you get. There's not a whole lot you can do other than just keep the water. The watering very consistent, not overwatered but moist, and do your fertilizing. You know, meter it out on a overall basis of being real regular with it. That'll give you your best chance of the fruit maturing properly.
I've had them freeze out on me. You know, I had another one on the other side of the house where the wind go through it pretty good, and it froze it down, and never did produce again. But I bought these because it said it's good for zone 7, 6, or 7 on down. I thought, well, that one wouldn't have to worry about it freezing back, and it hadn't yet, even the cold weather we had before.
All right.
But another thing is on that garlic that you were advertising, is that it's going to be as far as medicinal good as your raw garlic?
The research shows that it's even better. The aged garlic creates a situation where it has even more medicinal benefits. So if you haven't tried it yet, give it a shot. Raw garlic is wonderful, too. It's one of my favorite foods, and so I do both.
Yes, World War One. They were still talking about, I saw on a computer, it said the Russians were fighting, and a lot of people were getting sick, the soldiers. And they were running out of medication, so they gave them a big sachet of garlic to carry with them on the battlefield. And they would eat, I'd say, one or two cloves of it to keep them well through the war.
It works, and it also can be used topically. It's one of those things that's antibacterial and antimicrobial in some ways and very beneficial. I got to run, but good luck with your pomegranate, and we'll talk again.
Thank you very much. Yeah, good day.
I'll see you later. Bye. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we've got one open line for you if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. Again, if you call, we had some of the cowlick to give away for the first few callers, and then for the callers after that, you get another wonderful product that I take on a regular basis called Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And especially those of you that have been having little issues with weight, we're just getting tremendous reports from people who, taking the probiotics, it affects their appetite and actually helps them lose weight very effectively. Howard Garrett will be back right after this. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Reuben in Illinois is next up. Hello, Reuben.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm not a gardener, actually, but I just discovered your program. I just wanted to compliment you and thank you for your description of your blood clotting problem.
Sure.
First of all, I do have about four or five questions, but I'll make them brief, and you can choose which one you want to answer.
All right.
Just as a layman, I'm interested in your ideas about beehive collapse. That's one question. Then, do you actually subscribe to global warming? Have you seen any examples in your own gardening or, see your stuff growing?
Well, Reuben, there's something changing. There's no question about it. But change is always going on with the environment. I think that there is some change going on. There's no doubt about it. How mm-hmm. much of it and what percentage of it is man-made and what is natural, that's the big debate and the big issue. The biggest problem I have, and we'll go on to other things, just, you know, everybody's got their own thoughts about this, but when they talk about the man-made issues that mm-hmm. that affect global warming, they leave out the most important one, in my opinion. And that is large-scale industrial farming and ranching in some cases that has as a part of it bare soil. The bare soil releases carbon to a degree that is a big problem. It's a huge problem. And it's caused, you know, some decline of civilizations throughout history. From people going from hedgerows and small areas of gardening, you know, and control organic techniques and everything to this massive, you know, thousands and thousands of acres mm-hmm. of bare soil being tilled and tilled and tilled and volatilizing the synthetic fertilizers and the carbon out of the soil. I think if there is a man-created effect on the environment, that's a hell of a lot more important and more substantial than cars and industry and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I'll leave it at that. I believe it, but I don't have all the answers other than that's a big one that doesn't get addressed very much at all, because both in that case, both political parties have been and are now and always probably will be on the wrong side of that issue.
Well, that's really interesting. You should say that. I have one last question.
Sure.
Okay. I'm a Zionist. I love Israel, and I'm just wondering if you know of any agricultural advances or gardening advances that might come from Israel. I thought it was interesting that the previous caller mentioned, I guess, some sort of plant or product from Russia that didn't do any good.
Well, it's so interesting that you ask that because there are some things. One of the products that we recommend for mosquito control called BTI, it came from Israel. They discovered it in dry creek beds. They discovered this bacterium surviving there, and when it becomes wet again, it actually kills mosquito larvae. That came from Israel. Also, Israel has done some extremely important things regarding irrigation and related kind of things. So, yeah, there's some neat things happening there. I don't know enough about it as I should, but if you look into it, into those two specific areas, it might lead you to some other things that are going on in your country. I'm going to a Jewish fundraising activity or event tonight for Jewish rodeo and horse riding people. It's kind of interesting that you call today.
That's really interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that my kinsmen were that. I knew of dairy farmers in Western Illinois that were Jews who settled out there at the turn of the last century, but I imagine that would be an interest. That's real interesting.
No, one of my best friends and golf buddies lived close to me. He's also my attorney on a lot of stuff. His daughter is a rider and a jumper, really into horses, and they're having a cool little fundraising event tonight for a big event they've got coming up. I got to run and help some other people, Reuben, but those are good, interesting points.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Let's go to Gail in Irving next up. Hello, Gail.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Well, I'm glad to hear that now. anyway, I'm having problems with part of my yard. I share a part of a wide part of yard with my neighbor between our driveways, and I always have taken care of it. He lets me edge it and water and do all that. Well, he, about a year and a half ago, he was having his yard's dying. I don't know what's wrong with it, but it's coming on the side where our driveways are, and now I don't even hardly, it's like mostly dirt toward the bottom, and I'm a little bit on an incline.
Mm-hmm.
But up at the top part where it's nice and green on my side and there's a lot of runners, when they hit this dead-looking part, it's like it starts killing out. And I wanted to plant sod, but I don't want to do something if there's a problem going on and didn't know whether to, because I am organic for a long time, but I noticed he hired someone to fertilize, and they're not organic, and I noticed he's doing it on this side where I've always taken care of the yard, but I think there was a problem really before that.
Well, it sounds like there was some kind of herbicide used there. I'm about to have a break here, but what you need to do is look at the soil detox program. It's on the website in the library, and do the detox program at least on that portion of your property and go from there. Put you on hold, and I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478, or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're going to Delaware right now and talk with Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Howard. Glad that you're bouncing back from your scare.
It was very interesting. I think I mentioned it, but one of the most interesting parts about the whole event was I never had any pain or any symptoms or felt bad or anything through the whole deal, but it certainly got my attention.
That's a little on the scary side, but it sounds like you're doing the right things and looking into some holistic alternatives and whatever. But,
so far, so good.
Good. Well, I have a couple of – well, one's a comment. I called you about a month and a half ago and had gotten my first gallon of Garrett juice and asked you just basically what I should do with it, how I should apply it. Well, I did a soil drench, and within about, I don't know, a week and a half, 2 weeks – these plants, the flowers, started throwing up more buds because I've been working this garden for about 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't seen it before. I mean, the lilies, the yellow lilies, the daisies, and even the container garden, the geraniums, they were looking really sort of weak, and the leaves were sort of faded. I thought, boy, they're just not doing well. The Garrett juice, I mean, these things, and I did it again, of course. I did another treatment because at first I thought maybe it was just my imagination, but it wasn't. This stuff is phenomenal.
Well, great. Glad it worked for you that well.
And not only that, but I had two sick, what I considered sick boxwoods, miniature boxwoods.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do the sick tree treatment. I just put the garret juice on the ground, and they're doing better, too.
Well, that's
I'd
great.
Say about 50% better than they were before.
It's a nice formula. We've kind of played with it and toyed with it through the years, and the current formula really does work well. And one of the strong benefits is that it does help to set buds and flowers, so that's a real benefit. The person that told me about that part of it, I didn't even realize it was a guy who maintains a nursery in Houston, and he told me that nothing he had ever used would bring his flowers, his plants that flowered, into flower at the nursery so he could sell them better. So,
well, I've been spreading the word in the neighborhood and getting
all right, good.
To use this, and I just planted a little garden for my neighbor, and I've used the garret juice. These were young, fairly young plants, and I can tell already that they become stronger. So I'm going to definitely go organic.
Well,
so I appreciate what you've been doing here, and it's I'm not a paid announcement. I'm just telling you, this stuff is amazing.
Well, thanks, Mike. By the way, I need a favor from you.
Yes.
My daughter, Logan, who's my announcer, and I are scheming. She's doing the planning of it right now to do a fall color trip. And we're talking about maybe flying into Pittsburgh. I want to see Falling Waters, Frank Lloyd Wright's place, and going to Philadelphia. And then everybody has, that's talked about fall color says you got to go to Delaware. And if you've got some tips for me, you can send it to me. We don't need to talk about it on the show, but if you've got any tips for me about anything we might want to specifically look at while we're in your part of the world, I'd appreciate some advice.
Absolutely. I'd be glad to. There's quite a bit here, and it's beautiful, actually, in the fall. It's down here on the beach, but there's all sorts of things to see.
Okay.
Wildlife refuges, a refuge for the we're in the migratory path for a lot of birds. And also there's places like Longwood Gardens and some of botanical gardens, which are absolutely spectacular. So I'll send you stuff online.
Yeah, just send it to me, info@dirtdoctor.com. I'd really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I have one quick question.
Sure.
I have in my Florida room, I have a Norfolk Island pine, which is over 6 feet tall.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's now sent up. There must be three or four younger plants that have come up. And I'm wondering how I can maybe, you know, cut them and you know, replant and make a new have three new plants. And I don't want to harm the main plant because it's gorgeous. So do you have any recommendation about how I can do that?
Well, first of all, it'd be better for you to wait until, even though it's an inside plant, wait till fall. If you do it inside while they're actively growing right now, it's going to be harder to do. And also, I don't know with Norfolk Island pine whether those little young shoots are coming off of the root system or they're actually seedlings. They're probably coming off the root system.
And well, these are pretty established. I mean, the tree's like 6 foot tall, and these are about a foot and a half.
Yeah, but I don't know whether they're growing as a seedling or off of the root of the main plant. If they're growing off the root of the main plant, they're going to be very difficult comparatively to saving to keeping alive. Dig down and see if you can see whether they're connected to the root of the main plant or not. If they're not, you can transplant them really easily and they'll do fine. If they are connected, you've got to treat it more like a cutting of the top of the plant and do it during the winter. And use the techniques that you can find online or on our website about doing stem cuttings.
Right. Well, if I find out that they're actually attached to that main trunk, I may just – it's very attractive even with the little plant.
Yeah, you can just have a multi-trunk tree.
Yeah, so I may just leave it that way because I don't want to disturb this thing. I've grown it since it's, was 6 inches tall. So
well, check it out, and you can find out. Just dig down gently, and you'll be able to see.
All right. Well, thank you, Howard, and keep up the good work and stay healthy.
Okay, and send me a note. I'll talk to you later, Mike.
Well, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Let's go to Lake Fork, Texas, and talk to Phil. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Howard. Phil Smith. I had talked with you last year about a grasshopper program that was appearing to be a real success. And then when I was listening to your best of last week, I heard myself describing that program.
Okay, good.
Thought I would give you a little bit of an update.
Okay.
You may recall that before the grasshopper season, we put out beneficial nematodes over about 20 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as the S-stars showed up, we put out semaspore over the same 20 acres or so, and then followed up 2 weeks later with a second application of semaspore.
Boy, you really did a serious treatment.
And it was very successful. We had very few grasshoppers, whereas the year before they had just eaten everything to the ground. I've got 750 feet of raised beds that I was gardening in, and that was a real loss the year before. But anyway, we're doing the same program this year, and last year, by the end of the season, we had some grasshoppers migrate in from surrounding properties, but very few. We got at least 95% control.
That's really good.
And the creatures that did migrate in, they would turn dark brown and be sluggish. So I'm assuming that they really got hit with the plague too.
Yeah, that's the semispore killing them. The beneficial nematodes would have kept them from being born at all. And then the semispore, that bacteria product, would give them that disease. What do you reckon that cost you per acre to do?
I spent a total of about $300 last year. This year we're going a little more because my next door neighbor to the north pitched in some money on it.
And, oh, good, good.
He's doing an additional 8 acres to the north, and I gave enough to treat another 4 or 5 acres off to the west of us. I just gave that to them, and I'll bet next year they'll pitch in too.
That's great. More people you can get on board, the better it will be for everybody. Also encourage them, you probably already are, is to not leave the fence lines growing into hedgerows, because that's also a way to prevent the female grasshoppers from ovipositing the eggs, and it's a big help on control.
Right. We always do that. That's our wildlife highway.
Yep, that's right. Good job. And, way to go.
The other thing is that I'd love for somebody to come up with a solution for these bird mites or grass mites, whatever they are. I haven't found an effective control. I have put out dusting sulfur. I don't want to do that too often. And that only helps for a couple of weeks, and then they're back.
Well, yeah, somebody 2 weeks ago, the last time I did a show, the bird mite question came up, chicken mites, whatever you want to call them. The thing that I recommended, if you haven't tried it already, there's this product called BioWash. And if you do it along with one of the spinosad products and
I keep bees, so I won't be spraying any spinosad.
Well, good point. Orange oil instead. 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water, the BioWash or plant wash. If people can't get it, they can use something like a Dr. Bronner's peppermint soap at the same kind of a rate, no more than about an ounce per gallon, if that. And that works about as well as any toxic chemical that you could put out there, which I know you're not going to do.
We'll give the mint soap a try. I did spray under the house with a mint soap to keep the fire ants from coming in when we had dry spell, and that has worked so far.
Well, there's probably other brands. The one I've used and am familiar with is the Dr. Bronner's, and it seems to be pretty concentrated. So give those things a try, and let me know how it works for you.
Will do.
We'll figure it out together.
Always a pleasure, Howard.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet, buddy.
Let's go to Illinois again and talk to Mike. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Howard?
Good.
Glad to hear you're on top of that health issue.
Thank you, sir.
I've got a problem next door here. What happened was there was a mulberry tree that was hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, it was growing right along, right next to the fence, a chain link fence. The only problem was it was in the other house's property right next to mine.
Yeah.
Just right up against it.
Yeah.
And they foreclosed, and the bank came out one morning, and I heard them out there with the chainsaws, you know, or the whatever they were using, and they'd already cut the branches off on my side, most of them, and all of them on the other side, and they had trunks on them about maybe a good 3 inches, I'd say.
Mike, we're going to have to finish this conversation in a minute. Can you hang on?
Oh, sure.
All right, don't go away. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. 866-444-3478 is the number. DirtDoctor.com, the website. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. The Victor dog food tip of the week, website victordogfood.com, is about fleas. I'm starting to get some questions that I think will ramp up about fleas. And just real quickly, the program that I recommend, number one, beneficial nematodes on the site. Number two, Comfortis. You can talk to your veterinarian about that. It's a pill to take that is very effective, especially for dogs. Not sure it works for cats or not. Inside the house, the orange oil cleaning and spraying and treating areas there. There are other things as well, and you can see all those details on our website on dirtdoctor.com. And then one little extra tip on flea control. We had recommended to us, I'm a big vinegar fan, and I've always thought that giving the pets vinegar would be as good as humans taking vinegar on a regular basis. And I recommend putting it in the water for a while, and that can help with fleas a lot. But a lot of dogs and cats won't drink the water with a vinegar taste in there, but there's a real cool way to go that with the vinegar, and that is to put it in the dog food or the cat food. Mix it in, stir it in. It brings out an interesting flavor that makes the food even more palatable than it was in the beginning if you're using a good one. If you're using a bad dog food, it really is an important thing to do. Just sprinkle a little apple cider vinegar and stir it in. Fragrance comes wafting out, and your dogs will like it, and cats too, and help with the fleas. Mike is having an issue with a mulberry tree. You're trying to save the mulberry, Mike? Is that what you're up to here?
Well, I have a
like to have you, you know, Howard, but the, like I say, they started cutting on it. I went out there, and, you know, I wasn't angry at it or anything because they were just doing their job, but I asked them if they could, you know, it was a little late. There's a couple scrawny limbs real high up that are sticking across on my side, and they left that, and that's about it. And I'm just wondering, I have these catalogs, you know, from these nurseries, and I can't find any mulberries in there. And I don't know. I'd like to get it on my get some on my side of the property here. I'm wondering if I could go over there and transplant them, because I don't think they'd care if I just threw some sod over where I dug it up, since they don't want them anyway.
Mulberry would transplant pretty easily, but this isn't a very good time to do it, is
right,
the problem, Mike. If you can wait till fall, it would transplant easily. Mulberries, the regular fruiting mulberries, a lot of people don't want to have because they're messy. I personally am like you. I think they're one of the best-tasting fruits out there. They're just delicious.
Definitely.
And they're really good for you as well. But there are, if you go to Stark Brothers, their catalog, and go to their own site, their online catalog, I'll bet you that they have them. There's one online catalog company that actually has edible landscaping or edible fruit or edible gardens or something like that in the title. And they would have them, not only the purple ones, but there's a white mulberry as well. It as the fruit matures, it still turns kind of a purplish color, but it's white for a long time. I've planted some from seed. They're pretty easy to grow, and they are even sweeter than the red mulberries. So you might look into that as well.
Yeah. Well, if I were to try to attempt to transplant them, how deep down would I have to, how much of the root would I have to get out, you know, in order?
Well, if you wait till fall, you can pretty much bare root a mulberry and move it to a new location. We've got some videos and some information on our website about doing bare rooting, and you can do that. Or if you do a bald and burlap, take some soil with the roots. Don't worry about the depth. The width is what you need to worry about, because most of the roots are pretty shallow.
And they spread out pretty far.
That's right. So, and if you do it, and when it's cool and in the fall, if you kind of gently uncover it and mostly bare root it and move it to the new place, I think chances are 95% that it'll live. And it's a little easier because you don't have to lift the soil and have, you know, several guys helping you move the little tree. You can do it all by yourself.
Right. And I noticed they grow back pretty, because one time those trees were they were cut down almost pretty far down, and they grew back. They're pretty persistent.
Yeah, they're fast growing trees. Most people consider them kind of a junk tree, but you and I have figured out that the fruit's worth the effort.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. All right.
You bet, Howard. Thank you very much.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. You betcha. Bye now.
And, yeah, if you've got a place that's kind of out of the way, out in your fruit tree area, out in your orchard, planting some mulberries there, I recommend doing it. Mike in Blue Ridge next up. Hi, Mike.
Howdy, Dirt. How are you?
I'm doing good.
It's good to talk to you. I've been listening to you since I was a kid over at my grandfather's house.
Well, thanks.
We have a small sustainable farm in Blue Ridge with a small CSA customer base. We use only organic methods.
Yeah, great.
This year, we've seen squash bugs in the past. This year, they're especially destructive, and I'm having a really hard time trying to get them under control.
You know, killing them, squishing the eggs is, of course, part of it, as you know. Have you tried, even though I don't like spraying it all over the place, have you tried the spinosad products yet?
We haven't. For that exact reason, we weren't sure if how much we could use it on the plant without getting it on the fruit or flower.
Well, it won't hurt the fruit or flower. It'll disorient honeybees a little bit, but if you put it right on the plant that has having a problem, I think it'd be worth trying. There's also a dry form of it that you put on the ground. It might help you with the squash bugs as well. Give that a shot. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I'm kind of rushing you there, but Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, we got one more hour for you. The telephone number is 866-444-3478.